Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the nation, the world, they're still reacting to the decision that was made yesterday to raise interest rates again, another 75% of 1/75%. In any event, doesn't sound like a lot, but it's ended up to be a lot. We now have mortgages that are about twice as expensive in terms of the interest you're paying. And the shocking thing about Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, and his statements yesterday was they seem to be serious about a very, very tough and, if necessary, rough effort to reduce inflation back down to 2% from its 8%+ now. Now, that is going to involve some contraction in growth. It's going to involve more unemployment. Is it worth the cost? Is it worth it to go through this shrinking economy and maybe less availability of raises, less availability of jobs for the sake of curbing inflation? Nobody better to speak to about that than Peter Coy, who's been writing about economics for a long time, for more than 30 years, for Business Week and for its successor, Bloomberg Business Week. He now writes about economics for Opinion at the New York Times, and I also want to speak to him about his new piece about midlife crisis, which is very important and interesting in the Times as well. Peter, thanks for joining us again. And
Thank you. Basic question.
Is it obviously worth it? Would getting inflation back down to 2%, would that be worth an extra 2% or more in national unemployment?
Right. Excellent question. Jerome Powell clearly believes it is worth it. He's the chair of the Fed, of course. And I'm going to give you a little preview of the newsletter I'm writing for tomorrow. on exactly this topic, I think that you can't just look at the numbers. You can't just look at this the way an economist looks at it. You almost need to look at it the way a psychologist or a novelist would look at it, which is that these people who are making these decisions are people too, and they have feelings. They care about their legacy. Right now, I believe that Jay Powell is highly motivated to be seen in the same vein as Paul Volcker, the famous Fed chair who vanquished inflation in the early 1980s by jacking interest rates way up. That caused a pair of recessions, but it did set the stage for a long period of healthy, non-inflationary growth. And anybody who watched Powell's press conference yesterday could see that he very much wants to be the same kind of person. He wants that to be his legacy. Right or wrong, it's more than just numbers. It's people talking here.
And in terms of that, there's political pressure as well. I mean, isn't there some pressure from the Biden administration to finally do something about inflation, even if it does mean?
But you know, that cuts both ways, because traditionally presidents don't want the Fed to be raising interest rates because they know it'll hurt jobs and that'll hurt their election prospects. So, yes, Joe Biden badly wants inflation to come down, but I don't think he wants it to be at the cost of a recession, especially one that hits right as the midterms elections are occurring or you know, when he's up for or in 2024 when there's another presidential election. Now, Biden, unlike Trump, has learned to zip his lip. He's not criticizing the Fed the way Trump incessantly did. So we can only guess at how he's feeling about the Fed's aggressive interest rate raising campaign.
Okay, in terms of that aggressive interest raising campaign, when should Americans begin to see some of the reductions in inflation? What's the lead time, the lag time?
Okay, well, I would argue that we're already seeing it. Housing prices are coming down. Oil is way down. Gasoline prices are down. Copper and lumber are down. The overall increase in inflation is basically zero in July and a tiny bit in August, if you look at it on a month-to-month basis. The reason people talk about 8% inflation is that they're comparing it to prices of a year ago. But in other words, inflation is already hitting a top. And the next move, the reason that the Fed is so intent, though, on continuing to raise interest rates is they're not confident that this is a substantial change. They're worried that these high numbers are going to cause inflation to become embedded in psychology. People will expect high inflation. They'll ask for higher wages. They'll be less resistant to high prices at the supermarket, and inflation will become embedded in the economy. That's what Jay Powell is most worried about.
So it would really be like the 70s before Volcker actually tamed this
particular. That's the worry,
piece.
Exactly. Right.
Generally, do you see any balance of suffering? Does inflation really hurt more people more seriously than an economic contraction, than a recession?
Yeah. So inflation hits, of course, everyone, hits some more than others. If you're somebody who recently took out a fixed rate mortgage, you're not super unhappy about inflation because you've locked in a fairly low mortgage rate, which looks pretty good these days. If you're somebody with a low income who highly dependent on, you know, food and energy is a big portion of your monthly income, then those high food and gas prices and high rent prices are tough on you. Now, unemployment is different because it very badly affects some people, some families. And then if you still have a job, it's not is obviously affecting. But I wrote a piece for the New York Times Opinion, one of my newsletters, saying that if you just look mechanically at the data, people's general feelings, not even just about the economy, but their just general feelings about their well-being and welfare are more damaged by high unemployment than they are by high inflation.
Fascinating. And speaking of people with damaged feelings, your new piece about the midlife crisis, you write that the midlife crisis is very real and nothing to be laughed about.
Right.
And the numbers you have here, this goes along with other reports earlier this week about depression and the increasing levels of depression. That's associated with midlife crisis, right?
Yeah. So the New York Times opinion section is running a series of articles called It's Not Just You this week and next week about mental health. And my piece is not technically part of that series, but sort of in the same vein. And my piece focuses on the midlife crisis, which is something that typically hits people in their 40s. And usually by the end of their 50s, it goes away. Doesn't hit everybody, but it affects both men and women, rich and poor. And it's associated with depression, suicide, headaches, feeling that life is not worth living. It's serious. It's not just like going out and buying a cherry red convertible. And that's what I found out in my research. And I've gotten a lot of mail from readers who thanked me for that piece. They said, you know, I'm glad somebody understands the pain I'm going through.
Well, this is very important, and I hope we can have you back soon to talk about that, because one of the things that's fascinating is you're saying that apes may go through something of a midlife crisis, that this is genuinely physiological and not just psychological or circumstantial. Peter Coy, one of the best minds out there about the economy and a range of issues. You can read his most recent column. We're linking it at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a mayoral election going on in Los Angeles, and it amazes me that it isn't one-sided for a change in direction. Because when you hear in all of the polling the overwhelming majority of people who believe we're headed in the wrong direction, why would people choose Karen Bass, who was promising basically more of the same, following the same democratic, liberal conundrums, the policies that have been followed by Eric Garcetti and most of the prior mayors of L.A. They have an alternative. Rick Caruso is running a campaign where he's talking about shaking things up, doing something about law enforcement, and yes, doing something more aggressively about the plague of homelessness, which afflicts not only homeless people and not even principally homeless people. It afflicts everybody who lives in the greater Los Angeles area. And there is a report from Fox 11 in Southern California. And it involves Sherman Oaks. And Sherman Oaks is in the San Fernando Valley. It's not a Beverly Hills. It's not a super upscale neighborhood. But it's a pleasant neighborhood where the homes, this being L.A., are very expensive. And there's a Sherman Oaks business owner who has been firsthand on the front lines of the homeless crisis. This is a clip 8.
Listen. You want to have a fight?
In Sherman Oaks, California.
You think I'm playing when I say you gotta die? You really gotta die. You gotta die.
The homelessness crisis.
You gotta get your half-naked ass out of my restaurant right now.
As business owners closing up shops and employees fearing for their safety.
They come in, you know, tweaking out and things of that nature. So, you know, you never know what you're gonna get here on patrol.
They've dealt with fires caused by the unhoused. Aggression on a daily basis.
I found another woman dead in a fire.
I fear for my staff. I fear for my guests. I don't know from one day to another what's going to happen.
Like this man who openly defecates on Ventura Boulevard and on this day tosses a bag of his bodily waste onto business owner Paul Scrivano's SUV.
Okay, that's lovely. But there's more. The business owner speaks out. Listen.
Every single day, every single morning, I'm wiping that off my property before I have to do business.
Sir, why are you throwing feces at people?
Who?
You threw feces at this gentleman.
This guy has to understand. I'm half paralyzed. I'm blind. I have no car for 9 years.
We offer to help the man with services for the homeless, but...
Sir, do you need help? The city is offering help.
Every day is like another adventure of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It is like a psych, literally a psych ward.
Scrivano, owner of Blue Dog Beer Tavern, has had about all he can take.
That's okay. Pooping on the street, peeing on the street, having sex on the street, making threats without a weapon is okay now.
Is it okay? By the way, they shouldn't use the example of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because if you remember that movie, the psycho people in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest are very nice, and some of them clearly don't belong in mental institutions. It sounds very much like the individual they're profiling here. Well, let's put it this way. He doesn't belong on the streets. He doesn't belong impeding somebody who's trying to make a living, trying to do something creative, something that is good for society. You see, when you talk about businesses, building up a business from nothing is really, really difficult. Most people fail. And we need that creative spark. We need people who are willing to make the sacrifices and to order their lives in order to create an enterprise. And again, the idea that somehow there's nothing we can do about it, with people intruding every day, people making our parks unavailable to us. And this is one of those things where the current mayor of Seattle got elected because he was the guy who was going to try to do something about it. It's been a slow start, but not terrible. But there clearly needs to be so much more. There's also this. I had mentioned that Mark Finchem is the Republican nominee for Secretary of State in Arizona. And there is a fascinating piece in the Arizona Republic by Lori Roberts, who writes that after nearly 2 years of waiting, Representative Mark Fincham has at long last revealed the source of his certainty that Arizona's 2020 election was stolen. The Oro Valley Republican, who held Stop the Steal hearings and supported fake electors and rushed to Washington, D.C. on January 6th to ask President Mike Pence not to certify Arizona's presidential results, the one who raced around the country calling for the election to be decertified based upon the Maricopa County election audit that turned up no evidence of widespread fraud, the one who believes the legislature should be able to veto your presidential vote and who now hopes to seize control of the 2024 elections by getting himself elected Secretary of State, he's finally explained why he's so certain that the 2020 election was rigged. So you know this is important. Fincham's proof? He doesn't know any Biden voters. It's simple, really, he explained, when a Time magazine reporter recently asked him why it was so difficult to believe that Joe Biden actually did win Arizona. It strains credibility, he replied. Isn't it interesting that I can't find anyone who will admit that they voted for Joe Biden? When pressed about whether it was possible that plenty of people he didn't know personally may have voted for Biden, his answer, in a fantasy world, anything's possible. So Joe Biden, writes Lori Roberts, couldn't possibly have won Arizona because Fincham doesn't know anyone who voted for him. This is very similar to a famous story about the film critic Pauline Kael. She wrote for The New Yorker. She was very, very widely respected. And in 1972, Richard Nixon beat George McGovern. The Republican beat the Democrat. Nixon won 49 states. He won every single state other than Massachusetts. Even South Dakota, which is where George McGovern, his opponent, was from, went for Nixon. And somebody in an interview once asked Pauline Kael how she was adjusting to the Nixon administration. She says, "I still can't understand how he won. I don't know a single person who voted for him." See, this is a very sad testimonial to the segregation of America, to our polarization. It may be true that Fincham doesn't know anybody who voted for Biden, but wouldn't it be healthier if Americans knew people who had voted for both sides? We'll be right back on the Met That Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from and this declaration is going to will get federal resources there quickly.
More than 1.5 million residents are still without power, and one-third don't have water service. The mayor of Mexico City confirms two people are dead following Thursday morning's magnitude 6.8 earthquake. The tremor was centered about 400 miles west of the capital city. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 3076. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump likes to talk about his legacy. One of the things he always mentions is the Space Force, actually creating a new branch of the armed services in order to focus on what one hopes will continue to be America's domination of the world of space and the final frontier and all of that. They have uniforms now for the Space Force, and they have just unveiled their new official Space Force song. It is the subject of this Michael Medved Music Review.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
And the name of the song, the official Space Force song, is Semper Supra. Not Semper Fi, the Marine Corps has got that one as a slogan. Semper Supra is the official motto of the Space Force. It means always above, right? The chief musician of the U.S. Coast Guard Band, I didn't even know there was a National Coast Guard Band, but I'm glad there is. His name is Sean Nelson. He worked on the music. The lyrics were written by Jamie Tichenor, a country music songwriter and a member of the U.S. Air Force Band. And the Space Force song sounds like this.
Alive,
Okay, for those of you who may not have caught the words, we're the mighty watchful eye, guardians beyond the blue. Whether the Cleveland, what used to be Indians, guardians beyond the blue, the invisible front line, war fighters brave and true, there's no limit to our sky, standing guard both night and day. We're the space force from on high. What does it mean from on high? I mean, most of the Space Force is probably going to be earthbound getting these missions ready. By the way, how are they doing on that Artemis mission to the moon? Well, we'll see about that. We're the mighty watchful eye, guardians, and they don't even end up pronouncing the word correctly, the invisible front line. I don't think this is going to last, but who knows? They might have tried alternatives for the Space Force's official song. I mean, when they had one ready to hand, why not go with the great Elton John? Listen. Okay, that works. And then if you want something a little bit more edgy, and this is obviously an edgy branch of the services, you could have always turned to David Bowie, right?
Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. I'm the famous.
Okay, that one again, maybe not quite so resolute, certainly doesn't lend itself to a marching band. But then there's always the Star Wars theme as put into a lounge singer version by the great Bill Murray back on SNL in 1978. Listen.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars, don't let them in. That nutty Star Wars bar. Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask. Did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah! Star Wars!
Okay, and one final alternative when we're actually looking at all the alternate versions of a Space Force song. Certainly, Star Trek, not Star Wars, wouldn't have been what it was without William Shatner. And he's somebody, he just did a great interview with the Wall Street Journal. He's in his 90s. He just went up into space himself, real space, the real thing, in one of those private missions that he went along on. And he had his own perspective, which I think is profound, on Rocket Man. Listen.
Bags. Last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. My wife.
touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Okay, can you imagine Rocket Man? If they are looking for volunteers for the Space Force, how effective it would be to use this William Shatner Rocket Man. It's so intense. Listen.
And they think I am. No. I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Burning out his fuse out here alone.
There you have it. Look, good luck to the Space Force. It is going to be an important part of our future national security. Speaking of security, there's a push, by a government agency to make sure that there's a special monitor installed in every car that would prevent the car from starting if the driver, well, it's in the shape of your shatter, so you're correct. The driver's drunk. We will get to that and more coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We haven't done for a little while, but I think the occasion is right just now. Jeremy, can we crank up a tweet of the day? We will get to that in a moment. The tweet of the day is from a sports superstar who hasn't played much, partially because of his debates about COVID-19 and vaccines. We're talking about the tweet of the day from Kyrie Irving.
From the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, right now he's returning to the New York Nets, and he's worked out all of his disputes. He's somebody who believes that the vaccines were part of something of an evil plot. And now he says this in his tweet. This enforced vaccine/pandemic is one of the biggest violations of human rights in history. Okay, no, not slavery, not the Holocaust, not the deportation of Japanese Americans being ripped out of their homes for 4 years for no reason, not the mass murder that's going on right now in Ukraine, but the enforced vaccines, biggest violation in history. Another prominent anti-vax voice from the world of professional sports, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, called out his home state of California during an appearance on the Club Random with Bill Maher podcast over legislation that would sanction medical officials who spread misinformation about COVID-19. I don't believe the government should have any control over what we do with our bodies, Rodgers told Maher. Does that mean that if people are saying things in public that may end up costing lives and health, that it's wrong to correct that? And speaking of costing lives and health, this from it's actually from CNN. The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending that all new cars in the U.S. be equipped with blood alcohol monitoring systems that can stop an intoxicated person from driving. The recommendation, if enacted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, would reduce the number of alcohol-related crashes, one of the biggest causes of highway deaths in the U.S. That's the assumption, at least. The new push to make roads safer was included in a report released Tuesday about a horrific crash last year in which a drunk driver collided head-on with another vehicle near Fresno, California, killing both adult drivers and 7 children. Oh, God. NHTSA said this week that roadway deaths in the U.S. are at crisis levels. I wrote a column about that, and those of you who get my newsletter every Friday would have read it. There's no rational explanation for why traffic deaths have gone up so much. It's now, there are 120 people who die every day in traffic deaths. 43,000 people killed last year. Early estimates show fatalities rising again through the first half of this year. They need the National Highway Traffic Safety Association. The recommendation calls for systems to monitor a driver's behavior, making sure they're alert. The difficulty here is it would take several years before they perfect the system. The agency and a group of 16 automakers have been jointly funding research on alcohol monitoring since 2008, forming a group called Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety. The group has hired a Swedish company to research technology that would automatically test a driver's breath for alcohol and stop a vehicle from moving if the driver is impaired, said Jake McCook, spokesman for the group. The driver wouldn't have to blow into a tube, and a sensor would check the driver's breath, McCook said. Another company is working on light technology that could test for blood alcohol in a person's finger, he said. Breath technology could be ready by the end of 2024, while the touch technology would come about a year later. Somebody asked the question, okay, what if you don't cooperate and submit to the test? Your car doesn't start. And would that help to save some of the 43,000 people who died, 120 who die every day? Maybe. The idea, though, that you would require this, first of all, it would probably be expensive to require it on every car, and at a time when they're trying to adjust to the requirements regarding electric cars replacing fuel-driven vehicles, is this another challenge for the auto industry? Or should it be something and the kind of thing that can be done easily? There is a nanny state aspect to it that's obnoxious. But if you knew that, particularly, I mean, I know some people who have histories of DUIs. And if you have that kind of history, maybe even a requirement of the installation of this kind of detector might be worth considering. We will get now to consider something else, a movie that was widely praised. It's very original, very different, and in many ways fairly impressive by a really wonderful and gifted filmmaker, Jordan Peele, who previously did Get Out and Us. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer play brother and sister who've inherited a remote horse ranch that provides animals for Hollywood. But they're troubled by an eerie cloud hovering overhead that simply won't go away. Is it easy to follow this plot? The answer is nope. That's also the name of the movie from writer-director Jordan Peele of Get Out fame. It's now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
The aliens, they're just waiting for the perfect time.
You ready?
This is a very weird and at points a very disturbing movie, which gives you plenty to talk about after more than 2 hours of creepy discomfort. Yes, it's incoherent, but it's also compelling, with striking and original special effects and surprisingly heartfelt performances. It's rated R for harsh language and some particularly gory scenes inviting, yes, a killer chimpanzee. 2.5 stars for an irresistibly intriguing film where, despite your inclination, nope, you can't look away. And on the Michael Medved show, the Washington Post, which kind of leans toward the left, I think most people would agree, has a surprising opinion piece. It says, Democrats beware. Primary turnout has favored the GOP all year. Now, why would that be? We will talk about that next time. And a piece for Bloomberg, how the UN became a helpless bystander to the world's biggest flashpoint. And it's a question about Putin, who has violated every principle in the UN Charter and has been involved with mass murder, as a matter of fact. and they can't do anything about him, even restricting his veto power in the Security Council of the UN. We will get to that next time on the Medved Show. We also have a bunch of movies that are very controversial next time. There's a movie that features Harry Styles in his major acting debut, and he's together with Florence Pugh and Olivia Wilde, and the film is called Don't Worry, Darling. And the content isn't nearly as controversial as the stories of behind-the-scene antics, but the film itself is about a Eisenhower-era utopia that isn't quite as wonderful as it seems. We will review that film, and it's 3 hours long. It's rated NC-17 with some brutal and disturbing sex scenes. And it features Ana de Armas, who's absolutely wonderful and a favorite for Oscar nomination and more. The film is about Marilyn Monroe, and it is called simply Blonde. And then Lena Dunham, remember her from The Girls, right? She's out with a movie that she wrote and directed, and it's shockingly good. It's about medieval England and being a 14-year-old in that world. That and more. We'll review them all and speak to you in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.